Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Monday, July 14th, and we are kicking off the week with a bit of a risk-off tone.
That's right, a bit of a shadow hanging over us this morning. Equity futures are pointing modestly lower across the board. The S&P is off about 16 points, the Dow is down over 100, and the NASDAQ is looking at a 67-point drop at the open.
And the catalyst is no surprise, more tariff talk. This time, it's a big one. The White House has announced a potential 30% tariff on the EU and Mexico, set to kick in on August 1st.
It's the headline everyone is watching. Now, what's interesting is the reaction from overseas. The EU is basically saying, okay, let's talk. They're holding off on any retaliation for now, hoping to negotiate before that deadline. Mexico's president is echoing that same sentiment, expressing confidence they can strike a deal.
It feels a bit like deja vu, doesn't it? The market has been surprisingly resilient to these announcements, even hitting all-time highs on the S&P and NASDAQ last Thursday, but it did close the week lower after the tariff announcement on Canada. It seems the closer the trading partner, the more the market flinches.
Exactly. It's a game of chicken, and the market is trying to figure out who will swerve first. While there's no major economic data dropping today, traders are already looking ahead. We've got June CPI on Tuesday and PPI on Wednesday. Those will be the first real tests to see if these tariffs are stoking inflation.
Let's shift to some corporate news, because there is a lot happening in the AI space. Google is making waves with a plan to pay a reported $2.4 billion for an AI firm called Windsurf.
And Meta is not sitting on the sidelines. They're aiming to acquire a company called Play AI, and have reportedly poached a couple more researchers from OpenAI. The AI arms race is in full swing, and these tech giants are just gobbling up talent and tech.
Speaking of giants, Amazon is celebrating. They're saying Prime Day 2025 was a record breaker for sales and savings. Though, on a slightly different note, we're hearing the introduction of their new Alexa web feature might be delayed.
Interesting. And you can't talk about big tech without mentioning Tesla. Elon Musk is stirring the pot again, saying he wants Tesla to invest in his other venture, XAI, and he's putting it to a shareholder vote. That's certainly a governance question, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Let's talk about some other big movers. Boeing is catching a bid, up about 1.4% pre-market. It seems the FAA has given them a vote of confidence on those fuel switch locks, calling them safe.
That's a positive for them. On the flip side, CrowdStrike is getting hit, down 2%. They got a downgrade to equal weight from overweight at a major bank. That's a name that's had a huge run, so some profit-taking isn't a shock.
Got it. And what about Kenvue? That stock is popping, up almost 6%.
Yes, big news there. They announced a CEO transition and a plan to, in their words, unlock shareholder value. They also provided some solid Q2 guidance, so the street is loving that combination this morning.
Okay, let's do a quick lightning round on some other names. What else is on your radar?
Waters is getting hammered, down over 6% after announcing a combination with a unit of BDXPTC is also indicated lower, down 5%, seemingly in sympathy with a business update from Autodesk. And on the M&A front, keep an eye on Zimmer Biomet. They're acquiring Monogram Technologies.
So we had this cautious sentiment from the tariffs, but underneath the surface, there's a lot of single stock news and sector rotation driving the action.
That's the perfect way to put it. The overall market sentiment is tricky. One of our reports this morning flags it as bearish, with more stocks selling than buying. But another analysis of the SPY and QQQ charts suggests a more mixed, cautiously optimistic picture.
So what are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY?
For SPY, support is right around that 620 level. That's the line in the sand. To the upside, resistance is pretty clear at 622.10. A firm break above that could bring in more buyers. For the QQQ, support is at 550, with resistance up near 554.
And what about sectors? Where's the money flowing?
It's a classic rotation story. We're seeing resilience and even new highs in energy, the XLE, and technology, the XLK. That makes sense with crude prices up and the AI frenzy. On the other hand, industrials, materials, and utilities are facing some pressure. Traders seem to be moving away from the defensive plays and the sectors most sensitive to trade disputes.
So for traders getting ready for the opening bell, what's the game plan?
Caution is the word of the day. Don't chase breakouts without volume confirmation. The tariff news could cause chop. I'm watching a couple of names specifically. For a continuation play, look at Regeneron, ticker REGN. For an anticipation play, it has to be Tesla, TSLA with all the X. AI chatter.
Great insights. So to sum it up, a market on edge due to tariffs, but with pockets of real strength in tech and energy, and a ton of company-specific news to trade around.
Exactly. Manage risk, watch those key levels, and be ready for headlines to move the tape. It's going to be an interesting week, especially with inflation data on the horizon.
It certainly will be. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.